one too.
Check, 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 baby, check, baby, check out. It's like sweeter than candy, bitch.
One, two, yeah, hey.
Check, check,
yeah,
check.
Yeah, that's good.
One, two, keep it on. Oh, yeah.
The suspicious cat had shifty eyes. The suspicious cat had shifty eyes.
Seven dwarves sifting sand while dangerous Darren dubiously dabbles in deranged derelict dialogue.
Whoa! Woo! That was pretty good. That was good, T.S. I like that one. I don't know if I can beat it. I'm going to try, though. The Sultan of Swing swung a suspicious hammer at the seven shifty-eyed snakes.
I think I win.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I'll give it to you. That was pretty good. I tried, but I failed. Hey, how you doing, everybody? My name is Darren Pfeiffer, and you're tuning into the Dangerous Darren Show. It is live right here on the Adobe Radio Network every Tuesday at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern, and you can figure it out in between. Definitely tune in weekly or go to our podcast channel. It is at iTunes. Just type in the Dangerous Darren Show, and it comes up, and you can subscribe there, and all the shows get thrown into your phone or your device or your computer. It's magic.
Could beam it right to your head, just
right into your eyeballs.
Just click yes.
And follow us on Twitter at @DangerousD_show. You can follow me at Darren99. TS is always at Burn H Wood Burn. I also like to thank our good friends at Blue Microphones. That's their Twitter handle, at Blue Microphones, for the use of the Yeti Pros that they gave us for the show. Thanks to them. Also, the good folks at Roland USA for the use of the V-Drums that you heard off the top of the show. This week, TS, I wanted to just lay down a nice simple groove. Nothing fancy pants. Nothing showing off, just a simple groove.
Just grooving on a Tuesday afternoon.
Grooving on a Tuesday afternoon. T.S., how you doing, bud?
I'm doing fantastic.
We had a great show, you know.
Yeah.
I think we have a guest on that you might be a little excited about.
Who's up?
Paul Scholl. He is the host of a show on the Smithsonian Channel called The Weapon Hunter.
Yes. We need to hang with this guy.
He's a riot.
I'm really excited.
He's a riot, actually. He's a good dude. He's a riot. He's fun. He loves his guns. He loves his World War II history. He loves history in general. And he got this show up and ground and off the air, restoring ancient weaponry, firing cannons and tanks and flamethrowers.
He's a
gun nut. He would get along great.
Yeah, totally.
We have him on as well. We have Side One Dummy Band called Pup. They're a hardcore like punk rock band out of the Toronto area. We're going to get some music on from them. They are at Pup Band. They're on Twitter as well. Also, what else we got going on? We got to thank our sponsor, TS. We have a sponsor, as every week. We have a Simpson sponsor.
Who's our sponsor this week?
This week, Bloodbath and Beyond Gun Shop. How fitting.
Oh, beautiful.
In beautiful, scenic, bustling downtown Canton, Ohio.
Very loose gun laws in Ohio.
Yes, there are, I guess. And Canton, that's the home of the National Football League Hall of Fame.
We have our silencer, our loudener.
Loudener, that's right.
Oh, man.
What's going on? How was your weekend? What happened? What did you end up doing? Anything
good,
fun?
Man. Just chilling. Grinding it out right now in life.
Yeah.
I'm
tough going.
Yeah, you know, I'm about $1 million short of being a millionaire.
You always have a couple bucks on you. You're doing all right.
Life's good. I can't complain.
You got some great dogs, you got a great gal, you got a great condo, you got a good job.
Yeah.
You're always smoking,
good.
You're always life's living good. And drinking, and your life is good for you, man. You have nothing to complain about.
$1 million short of being a millionaire.
All right, well, we'll work on that. We hung out during the weekend. We went to our favorite watering hole, the Wirtz House.
Oh, yeah.
Always and had some times. German food and German beers and had some stellar service at the Wirtz House.
The Wirtz is always our favorite. What was that pale ale? We were drinking some German pale ale. That was some high test, man. I only had a couple of them. I went home pretty lit up.
I drove home drunk.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
You know what I did over the weekend, T.S.? On Friday, I took it kind of easy, but Friday or maybe it was Thursday. Anyway, one of those days last week, I watched Ghost. You know the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze, who's now a ghost?
It's the 25th anniversary, right?
I guess I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, it's like 25 years.
25 years of Ghost, and they've been airing it. Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore looking real good in that movie. Also was Patrick Swayze. He was manly. Some people, like my mom, think I look like Patrick Swayze. I'm just throwing that out there. You can do whatever you want
with
it.
Hold on. If you squint and I take some more of this...
You're already squinting.
I got to squint even further. Yeah, you got a little Swayze thing going.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks. Well, anyway, at the end of the movie, you know how he gets to be reunited with his Molly, his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And they exchange a kiss and a hug, and he says how the all the angels are there, and he gets to go to heaven, and everyone lives happily ever after. Yeah, well, during the watching,
the secret of life at the end of the movie.
During the watching of Ghost, I got a little teary eyed. Yes, I'm getting soft in my old age.
You are. I don't even know what to say.
I'm
man.
A big softy.
Yeah.
I mean, before I was like fucking stupid Ghost.
Fuck you, Ghost.
Fuck off, Ghost. Stupid Ghost.
Well,
now I'm a little soft. I gotta say, I cried. I welled up.
You're not alone.
What do you got? You got facts?
I've got some
facts.
You
got facts for
everything,
don't you?
I've got some facts for you. You know, the director, Jerry Zucker, said that he would cast Swayze over his dead body. But after the reading...
Oh, my God.
But after the reading of the script aloud, everyone in the room was in tears, and he changed his mind.
All right.
As well as, you know, before that, they went to a screening of Roadhouse, and Jerry Zucker walked out. He was like, fuck this. This guy's never going to be cast in my movie. But after, they actually gave him a chance and let him do a reading, and there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Well, I didn't know that. Yes. Wow, that's some pretty good research right there.
You're not really alone.
So I'm not alone. So Patrick Swayze's performance moved Zucker and the other crew in the movie, the producers, and it moved me. Has it moved you?
No, I say
no. You didn't cry during Ghost. What about Old Yeller? Did you die when he died?
Of course. And Shane.
What about Bambi's mom? You sad there when she got shot?
No, venison's delicious.
Yeah, you're right. It is really good. I wanted to talk a little bit about something really quick. Is the strongest NHL names? Now we're gonna do this with all of the sports, but we're gonna start off with the National Hockey League. What I mean by that is if you look at the actual name of the team. Like the Boston Bruins, or the Toronto Maple Leafs, or the Montreal Canadiens, the Los Angeles Kings, the San Jose Sharks, the Florida Panthers. The name of the team. What name is strongest?
Okay, so first we should categorize them. We've got animal names.
Right, like people, the Panthers.
People names.
Like the Canadiens and the Canucks.
Weapons.
Senators. Weapons like the Sabres.
Jets.
Yeah, it'd be a weapon, grenades. I guess. What else is there?
Weather and natural disasters.
That's hurricane, the lightning.
Avalanche.
Yeah.
And then miscellaneous. Like
what's
whatever
miscellaneous?
Else. Leafs.
Yeah, what the fuck is a leaf?
Who else is it would be in the miscellaneous?
Let's see. What do you got there? You got the Predator, National Predators. You got Chicago Blackhawks. That's a person. You have St. Louis Blues. What are the Blues?
The blues
that's a feeling.
In the miscellaneous. No, it's music.
But it's also a feeling. I've got the blues.
Oh, well,
it's a feeling.
Boo-hoo.
Okay, that's miscellaneous.
Okay
well, miscellaneous. Anyway,
music would be miscellaneous.
Thanks for categorizing that. That's very important. But what would be, then what would be the protocol here? I mean, is it, what's the most powerful one? If you exclude the weather anomalies or the weather phenomenon, and you just go strictly with the strongest name, wouldn't the Buffalo Sabres be stronger? Because a Sabre can kill a senator or kill a shark or kill a king or kill a duck. Stupid ducks. They're probably the weakest name.
What about a Bruin?
A Sabre or Sabres. Two Sabres could make quick work of a bear.
Of a bear. Okay. What about a Blackhawk?
That's
controversial thing.
Well, it's an Indian. He might be armed. He probably will be armed.
Probably a little ornery.
It'd be a fight, but you have two fucking swords. I think you're okay. What else you got?
Coyotes?
You can kill a bunch of coyotes.
What's a wild?
That's it's some kind of wild animal. Either way, it can be killed.
Okay.
With a sharp sword.
What else we got here? A ranger.
Ranger can be killed. That's a man.
An islander.
Same thing. It's a man. Could be killed.
Penguin?
It's like a duck. Stupid bird.
I'm not sure what a red wing is. or a flyer.
A wing, yeah, that's Red Wings would be miscellaneous. A flyer would be miscellaneous. No one really knows what those things are. Toronto Maple Leaf would be miscellaneous.
A blue jacket.
Jacket is a bug.
Yeah, bug spray. Easily destroyed.
Well, you have a sword. You just swing at them and they're dead. A
little raid. What else?
I think the sabers would kill any other besides the natural weather phenomenon. So if you, as far as the names that aren't weather phenomenon, the sabers are the strongest. As far as weather phenomenon, avalanches no one really dies in avalanches, hardly ever. They happen all the time and no one's around. So and it happens and it's done. It's over.
What if you're skiing? A hurricane. You have two sabers in your hand.
One guy might die. You know, if you're skiing on a mountain and an avalanche happens. But a hurricane, a lightning, that's not scary. You know, you can be outside in a lightning storm and be just fine. No problem. You can have a saber in your hand. You're tempting fate.
I don't know. If you have a saber in your hand and there's a lightning storm, you're probably...
But I'm saying a hurricane would probably be the most powerful name in the National Hockey League. Hurricanes are deadly, man. They fuck shit up.
Destroy towns.
Civilizations. They kill people. So let's just say that the hurricanes are the strongest natural disaster name, and the sabers would be 1A.
More than the sharks?
Yeah, you can kill a shark with a sword. Just walk right up to it.
You see him first.
It's okay, so you're in the ocean, and you can't see the shark coming at you. He's here somewhere, that son of a bitch. All right, that's a good point. But I think it's probably up to the natural weather phenomenon, the three, which is the avalanche, the lightning, and the hurricanes. And then the Buffalo Sabres. I mean, the Sabres are the strongest, man. That's just what it's got to be. Hey, I talked to Cinnamon the other day.
Really?
Yeah, got her on the phone, and she told me about her Grammy experience.
How was she? Probably was busy during the Grammys.
Oh, my God, you got to hear what she said. Check this out.
Hey, Cinnamon, what's going on, girl?
Hey, baby, I haven't heard from you in a while.
I've been out and about. I've been, you know, doing the thing, doing my thing. You've been doing your thing. And you sent me a text at the right around the Grammys that you were at some wild, crazy Grammy parties with, quote-unquote, record label executives. I mean, I don't want to out these guys. But, I mean, they were big wigs, yeah?
You know, I got my roster.
I didn't know you knew, like, major label executives.
Baby, skills like this don't go to waste on the general population.
I guess so. It is high-end stuff you're selling. But, okay, so you actually went to the Grammys, and then you went to the crazy exclusive guest list, super guest list only after parties.
Why weren't you there? I thought I was going to see you there.
I went to a few of the after parties, but I went to the pedestrian after parties, the ones that, like, anybody can get into, because I'm not a high-class call girl like you are.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
You should have said, baby, get over here. But I would have come to you. You could have snuck me in or something.
Oh, I was already a plus one. I don't have a plus one. I am the plus one.
Well, next year I know what we're going to do. We're going to go to the Grammy parties together. So let me just get this straight. So you're at the party and were you invited by a particular label exec, or was it like a bunch of them, or what?
I went as a date. I was a date.
Okay, so you don't want to out the guy, but he's high up in one of the major labels, right?
He's got some pull.
Well, speaking of pull, did you pull him?
Honey, you know I don't kiss and tell.
That's all you do. Of course,
incriminating.
I know. You don't want to get the guy in trouble. He's probably got a wife and a family, but
sure, they all do.
Now, I've heard some stories about these back parties that the labels executives throw.
Sir, did you say back door parties?
We'll get to that in a sec. I've heard some stories that, like, at the end of the night, like right around 5 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock, it gets a little bananas and there's like an orgy. Did you witness anything like that?
I may not have seen an orgy or two.
A couple.
But you know what? They're all good parties. People are open and having fun. What's not to love?
Okay, give me a ballpark dollar amount of how much money you made that night.
It's enough to pay your salary for the next year, honey.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, stop.
Really? So
well, you don't get paid that much, do you?
Ouch! Cinnamon, where's the love, girl? God damn it.
I do okay at those parties.
So you did okay. So give me another ballpark of how many cocks you saw.
you know, I don't like to, I don't really like to keep track of the numbers.
You know, were you using again? Is that why you forgot?
I don't want to remember.
That bad, huh? I mean, I've seen some of these labels.
I'm proud of the numbers, but some people don't take it that way.
Wow. Unbelievable. Next time.
I think it's a real accomplishment personally, but you know.
Okay. So did you bang over five dudes or under five dudes?
Like five-ish. Like give or take.
Give or take 20.
You could give 20. You couldn't really take 20. I couldn't be like negative 15 cogs.
It must have just been crazy. Like that backroom orgy must have been wild. It must. Next time, invite me, all right? Just if I'm a fly on the wall, I just want to be there to watch it.
I will do whatever I can to get you in and out.
And back in and back out again?
And back in and back out.
Cinnamon, it's been a while. I miss you. I love you. And are you back on your normal routine now?
Oh, yeah, I'm there, like, Sunset, Hollywood, somewhere around there.
All right. Last time you said you were on Santa Monica, so you're going back up to Sunset?
Yeah, you know, I like to keep moving it up. It's about marketing, you know. You got to show your face every once in a while. Keep yourself front of mind.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. I got this weekend. I'm pretty clear, so you down for a hang?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm always number
There'll
one.
There'll be nothing hanging, though.
I'm number one on your list, right?
You're always number one and number two.
Hey, we're not German. Take it easy with the number one and number two. I love you, Cinnamon. You're the best. I'll see you this weekend.
All right. Look forward to it.
Well, there you go. Cinnamon was at the Grammys and had some fun. Good for her.
Make that money.
I should give her a call sooner or later and hook up with her. She's been dying to have sex with me.
That's what all the ladies do.
They have sex with me and die. I got the AIDS.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, Peyton Manning retires, and that's something that we should talk about. He has 18 glorious years as a Colt, and then he was a Denver Bronco, and he holds many records in the National Football League, including 24 game-winning drives, 15 playoff appearances, 539 touchdown passes, 5,477 single-season passing yards, 4,000-yard seasons, 200 wins, 55 single-season passing touchdowns. Guy's a monster.
Does he also hold the record for most interceptions in a rookie year?
I don't know. I'll take your word for it.
I think he does. I listened to the press conference, and that's one record that he wishes that somebody will break soon.
How many did he get
in his rookie year? It was probably like, I thought it was like 16 or 17 or something, whatever. Man, well, you gotta break a few eggs to make an omelet, right?
He quickly improved.
Yeah, for sure.
And he like Elway, going out on top.
Yeah.
Win a Super Bowl, I'm out.
Yeah,
Elway won two, I think, back to back.
You know, you got to go out on top, man. Otherwise, you're like just floating around. And
did Elway win two?
Sad.
Yeah, he won two.
Two?
Mm-hmm. John Elway. I'm pretty sure he won two, and they were back to. They might have been back to back. I'll have to look it up.
I don't know.
But no, anyway, I know he did win it and then said, I'm out. Peace out.
Yeah. So you drop the rings. Mic and, you know, ride off.
Right off on with the Broncos. Good for him. And also, so he had a great career. Hall of Fame shoo-in. I mean, they should just put him in now. Like, tomorrow should be the ceremony. They should just drop him right in there. And what's that?
Women's tennis.
You want to talk about women's tennis?
Yeah.
Oh, you heard about this?
Yeah. This is...
go ahead.
I'm a big fan of women's tennis, actually.
And she's really hot, too.
Yeah. Maria Sharapova.
Yeah. Gorgeous girl.
Failed her drug test at the Aussie Open.
She sure did. Yeah. And she claimed it was something her doctor gave her, and she was, I didn't know.
It's actually prescribed in the Russian Federation and Latvia. It's called... Meladonium.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a performance enhancer?
No, it's weird. It's actually prescribed as a heart medication for chronic heart failure, angina. It's also other side effects have included improved sexual performance and sperm mobility quality.
In men?
Yes.
I'm sure her sperm count is very low.
I don't know what it does to women.
I know a guy that had sex with her.
Really?
Yeah. And he said that it was
So.
Allegedly. I'm throwing that out there. I got to protect ourselves. Allegedly. It was so.
Okay. Well,
this person was very famous, by the way. He told me that. I can't say his name.
What I can say is that I love to watch women's tennis with the sound all the way up.
I know why. You pervert. That shit's kind of hot.
It is.
And
those European tennis players, oh my God.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. They're kind of nuts. They're and Maria Sharapova, dude, she is just smoking hot.
Yeah.
Who's hotter, her or the Russian chick? The other Russian chick. Kornikova, yeah. Anna Kornikova, who's born on my birthday, by the way.
Can make a little TS sandwich on those two.
A TS sandwich?
Yeah.
What about a four-way? Just me and you and the two Russian tennis stars.
If it has to go down that way,
it has
I guess
to go down,
so,
TS. We'll switch it up. We'll ring a bell.
Not? Yeah.
That'd be great. God, if I had to pick one, I don't know. I know how Maria Sharapova is in bed, allegedly. So I'm going to go with Kornikova. She's really, really hot. I think she might be a little plumper, too, than Maria Sharapova. A little more meat on the bones. She had a couple more fried chickens in her life. Yeah, I would definitely take Kornikova over Maria Sharapova, but by a slimmest of margins.
Yeah.
It's time for Did You Know, TS? You're up. What's going on? Tell me something I don't know. And that's a lot.
# Did You Know? Beer and marijuana are cousins. Beer's hops are in the same family of flowering plant as marijuana.
Okay, so it's all beautiful things like flowers.
Yeah, it's all a flower.
So if you like flowers in your house or in your office, then go smoke a joint and drink a beer.
Exactly. It'll make the world a beautiful place.
Marijuana and beer are two beautiful things, and they need to be shared like flowers need to be shared. Like on Mother's Day, you should give your mom a pint and a joint.
That's a great idea.
Here, Mom.
I don't know how she'll react, but we'll wrap it in with some other flowers, too.
Mine's a little grosser, TS, as always. The pink inner corner of your eye helps with movement and tear drainage, but it's actually left over from when humans used to have a third eyelid. Did you know that?
Evolution in progress.
Yeah. At some point before we were crawling out of the ocean, we had three eyelids. And then as time went on, millennia went on, we lost the third eyelid and we just have one.
I think I need to grow one back because of the air quality in LA.
You've lived here a while. I'm surprised you don't have one.
I probably have a third eyelid growing over my third eye. Anyway,
that's really gross. Let's get to our interview with Paul Scholl. He is the host of a great television show on the Smithsonian Channel called The Weapon Hunter. What he does is he goes and he finds old weapons from old wars and refurbishes them and launches them or fires them. He's had guns of all shapes and sizes, tanks, cannons of all shapes and sizes, flamethrowers. He used to come on tour with us, Golden Goldfinger, and went all over the world with him, worked with us as a tech stage manager and so on, and he is having a lot of success with this show, The Weapon Hunter. So let's get into my conversation with Paul Scholl from The Weapon Hunter. It's right here on The Dangerous Darren Show.
I'm joined in conversation here on The Dangerous Darren Show on the Adobe Radio Network with a guy I've known for a very long time, have been around the world with this guy, have rolled around in bunks and buses naked with this guy, have pretty much done it all with Paul Scholl, who is on the TV show The Weapon Hunter on the Smithsonian Channel. Go to smithsonianchannel.com or Discovery Channel for the rest of the world. Paul Scholl, welcome to the show. How you doing, my friend?
How you doing, Dee? It's good to hear your voice, buddy. It's been way too long.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, I totally agree. And congratulations on the show. I've been able to check it out a little bit, dude. And this looks like an absolute fucking blast of an idea for a show. Congratulations again. And I know this is something you had a lot of passion for, world history, world conflict history, weaponry. So this is right up your alley. You must be loving life right now.
It's like winning the friggin' lottery, you know, and this is the thing. You know, this goes back a hell of a long way. When me and you were running around the world together, remember how I would take Feldy and be like, yo, you gotta come see the museums with me. You gotta, and he'd hate, like, he'd rather eat a fucking bag of hair than do any of that stuff. But he did it because, you know, he's my bro. So it was like, I was always that guy, and I wanted to go, and it was, I'll tell you, man, it was where it really started to light up for me is when we were in Vienna, and it just I realized that, you know, just I'm touching something that's older than my country, and that always stuck with me. And then, you know, back to my great grandfather fighting in both the First World War, Second World War, hearing these things, it just triggered me, and it always has. And you know, as an adult, it's like, well, if I had a magic wand, what would I do? Well, I'd make a television show that I get to tell, you know, great historical facts, cool stories, and I get to blow shit up. So yeah, it's I'm loving life right now, dude.
Now tell me how this came about. You and I guess you and a friend were sitting around and talking about how this can work and how you can maybe create a pilot or some sort of template for these distribution channels like Smithsonian and Discovery to look at. Did you create a pilot, or did you just bring the idea to them and say, let's do this?
Basically, what had happened, man, was this was me and a buddy of mine, Rick Walkington, and I was out in Vancouver at the time, and I was working with Foundation Features, a guy named Rob Marlington. He's one of my mentors, one of my dearest friends, and basically, he's like, yo, just here's the phone. Go create something you love, you know? And me and Rick put our heads together on this concept, and then we got with some other buddies, and we shot a little trailer. We shot for a couple of days with some weapons collectors that Rick had known and that I was starting to get to know. And we put it together, and we made this great kick-ass trailer. But brother, then you're like, okay, who the fuck am I? And now I've got a 30-second trailer. What do I do? Right. You know, and trying to convince the dudes with the white fluffy hair that sit around the chestnut table that have all the money in the world, you know, it is like a 99% failure rate. And I'll tell you, man, I don't know whether I'm just a masochist or just dumb, but I wouldn't give up on this. It felt too good. And eventually, a buddy of mine over at Cream Productions, who makes the television I really, really like, I watch this stuff. It's all history stuff. You know, we partnered with him as well, and one thing led to another. And then I remember, man, it was really profound getting that call saying, Smithsonian's in. They bought it. And I remember I was in my truck, and I pulled over the side of the road, and I cried my eyes out. And I'm like, oh, my God, what does this mean? I think we're doing it. And sure as shit, you know, fast forward, you know, 8 months later, I'm in the middle of Louisiana with a quad 50, 450 cal machine gun tied together with a trigger, blasting a concrete wall, and I'm like, I am living everyone's dream. So yeah, I'm that prick that gets to do exactly what every guy in the world wants to do. That's me.
Talking to Paul Scholl, he is the host of the Discovery Channel's The Weapon Hunter. You can get all the shows on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play. They're on Vudu as well. Yeah, you just go to the SmithsonianChannel.com. There's a link there to the show. Paul, this sounds fucking amazing, and I gotta tell you, dude, we gotta find a way to get me on the show, and you need to shoot me somehow. I've always wanted to be shot.
Yeah, well, okay, put it this way. You know what? I got thinking about this a while ago, dude, because you've been on my brain for a minute, and you know, because I've been listening to your podcast, and I love what you're doing. And And, you know, I didn't get a chance to run into you in L.A. last time I was there, but I think, let me just throw something at you, okay? Just sit with this for a moment. I see me and you somewhere, oh, I don't know, Western Europe, in like a Sherman tank, having bunk chat, just me and you while we're firing rounds downrange. How do you feel about that?
We have to give the people a little pre-roll and explain to them what bunk chat meant on the show itself before we did bunk chat in a Sherman tank.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You want to take the lead on this?
well, I mean, not just on this show, but on your show, if we were to make it work. But it's like, well, this is Darren. He's in Goldfinger. And we used to climb into each other's bunks and at the end of the tour and just to cuddle each other and just have bunk chat, like a nice 5-10 minute chat.
Yeah. And it wasn't gay. It was just... We're just partying.
It was a little gay, Paul.
Anyway. So, back to our initial point. Let's try to get you on the show. Yeah, I honestly, dude, you know what? God willing, we get a second season on this. The world's loving it. Our Facebook's been freaking out. A lot of, you know, I got to tell you this, Darren. the one thing that's made this all worthwhile, okay, is, you know, I'm a patriot, and I know you're a patriot too. And the thing is that the people who have gone before us, the veterans, you know, we stand on the shoulders of giants, and we've got great fucking lives. And we have won the lottery because of somebody else's endeavor. And I take that very, very seriously, and we try to celebrate what these hardworking, you know, men and women have laid down in order for us to have the coolest societies in the world. And we've got it, dude. We've got it in North America. We have won. Hands down, we've got it. So when I get feedback from all over the world, from veterans of past conflicts, telling me that they love the show and they love what we're doing and they love the accuracy of it, that to me is the most important thing. You know, so for that, I'm blessed to be with a group at the Smithsonian. I am blessed to be with Cream, that they let us make the television show. We'll be proud of. And dude, I'm not an actor. You know me. I'm just a fucking guy. Right? I'm just a guy. And I don't want to be Hollywood. I don't want it. Because that's not the kind of television we make. You know, like, the Loch Ness Monster is never going to show up in an episode of The Weapon Hunter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going, it's just, put it this way. We find it, we fix it, we fire it, and we celebrate the true history of stuff. And that, to me, is important. When I got a vet reaching out saying, son, you're doing a good job, that makes it all, you know, that is truly what hits my heart the most, man. So, God willing, we can just keep doing what we're doing and having a good time. And if there is any way that I can get you out on the show and shoot at you, you know I'm gonna.
Well, Paul, I was half joking. If you can make it happen, that'd be great. But if not, don't sweat it. I mean, you're tapping into a market here with old school World War One, World War Two, and beyond, even Civil War. You've touched on a little bit. Flamethrowers, tanks, sniper rifles, guns of all shapes and sizes, like weapons, and hunting them down, fixing them, and firing them. Giving homage to the men and the women, like you said, over the years that have served the countries, multiple countries, in armed conflicts in the past, and in showing them what it was like to actually work with these machines that really, like you said, provide freedom for us now that most people take advantage of. So you're really tapping into a couple different markets, not only the weapon market, which is huge, as you know. People love weapons and old school weapons and antique weapons, but also you're touching into Americans and Canadians' sense of patriotism and like I'm proud to live in this country. I'm proud to have a grandfather or a father or a brother who serves or has served or has given their lives. So you're not just tapping into a weapons market. You're tapping into the weapons. They're tapping into patriot market. The strong patriot feelings people have. You're tapping into a sense of pride for country that people have. You're tapping into all these different markets. And brother, congratulations. And I know it's a passion for you. So when you combine passion with a market that's untapped, you've got nothing but success. I would venture a guess, Paul, to say that the second season and third and fourth are well on their way, man. So my hat's off to you. I congratulate you.
And this is the thing, buddy. You know, as you well know, I'm definitely not the brightest light on the Christmas tree. But one thing I can be assured of is that if I always tell the truth and I always try to do our best when making this show, because all we wanted to do was make a show that we could be proud of and make a television show that we would actually watch. Brother, I got so sick of watching, you know, certain military history shows and yelling at the television, going, whoa, ask them this. Why aren't you asking them that? That's bullshit. Everybody's done that. Everyone knows that's bull. And we got to the point where we're like, you know, let's celebrate what we know is right in our heart of hearts. And you're right, dude, is that, you know, I'm a patriot. I love freedom. I love this country. I love North America. Half my family's American. Half my family's Canadian. My best friends in the world, like you and you know, so many others, we live all over, you know, North America and you know, in three states, and we've got it good. Me and you have been through some serious shitholes. We know what's out there.
Yeah, we have been all around the world.
We know what it looks. We know what it looks like when it's good, and we got it good. And I think people need to be consistently and constantly reminded that, you know, we don't have to worry. The shit we worry about now is like what color is Justin Bieber's hair. Hey, nothing against Justin Bieber. I don't know the guy, but I don't care if his hair is blue. right? I don't care. It doesn't really affect me. Like, that's, you know what? No, actually, let me rephrase that. If that's the biggest problem we have to worry about, we don't got problems.
Yeah. Hey, let's get Justin Bieber on the show and shoot him.
Oh, well, yeah,
I'm just, kidding. I'm kidding.
I don't know what my broadcasting is about, but you know. I'm gonna pass on that.
rubber bullets, so he won't get hurt. God forbid. But listen, Paul, I got to run. And whenever you get down to California and LA, let me know, and we'll definitely connect. I'm sorry I couldn't make it to your launch. I guess Feldy had a party for you at his house. I had a gig that night, and I couldn't make it. Otherwise, I would have been there for sure. And we've been around the world together. We've been everywhere pretty much, and we've seen some really cool shit, and we've had a lot of cool experiences. And you'll always be part of the Goldfinger family, that's for sure. One thing I do want to say, though, when you go to SmithsonianChannel.com and you scroll down on your bio, Goldfinger is two words. Maybe you can get that fixed for me.
Okay, copy that. I'm all over it, dude. But you know what? Let me open the cage on my lawyers. We're gonna get that sussed out right now. Let me take that up the ladder.
For everybody,
I love you, dude. Good hearing your voice, man.
All right, brother. We'll talk soon.
Well, there you go, folks. My conversation with Mr. Paul Scholl. He is the host of a television show called The Weapon Hunter. It's on the Smithsonian Channel. Very unique idea. Great show. It's very entertaining, and he's a good character and a good friend. So thanks, Paul.
Thank you. Let's go shoot some guns.
Should we?
Yeah. Cannon. I'm going to blow off a cannon. Yahoo! I will come to you. We should do a crossover episode.
Yeah. I'm down. I'm down for anything revolving guns. Hey, let's get in some music news. Check out this little ditty I wrote.
Lots going on in the world of music. News, news, news on the world of music. Music, 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 music. Music news in your motherfucking face. Yeah.
Actually, I didn't write that, T.S. That was written by a guy named David Bowie.
Oh,
and, yep, right before his untimely passing, he came over. We had some drinks, which we had the same drink we were drinking right now. We were drinking 151 and Diet Coke. Cheers.
Mm. Oh, wow.
This is hard.
It is.
It's a little bit of a punch.
Yeah.
But you know what? I can take a punch.
151's no joke. You should have it in your survival kit.
Yeah, David Bowie came to the house. He's like, "Hey, Devin, you want to write a song with me?" And I was like, "Yeah, David, wow, great to see you." We had a couple 151s and Cokes. We knocked them back, and we wrote Music Dudes.
He's like, I've got this great song.
I got this idea there. Maybe you can play on it. So Dolly Parton has announced a brand new album and a gigantic tour, no pun intended, that she's going to be doing across the world or across this wonderful planet of ours. And here's what I think. I think she should do incentives where you can get a ticket, you know, up top or in the middle or right up and close to the stage. But you can also do a meet and greet where you could spend like 10 grand for the ticket and you get great seats up front. You get like a bunch of merch and you get to go backstage and meet her and grab her boob.
That I would pay.
10
I
grand.
I would pay for that.
Yeah. You don't get to like suck it, but no, you get to
like how long? Do you get like 45 seconds?
No, you like 30 you like seconds.
30 seconds.
Both hands, both boobs, 30 seconds.
You know, that's like the new way to generate dollars these days is the meet and greet and the VIP tickets. So if
that's never been done with the boob grab, though.
No, but the boob grab is a whole another angle. So if
you
might get a whole bunch of old perverts to grab the boob, man, she's like 70 years old.
That's my
dude.
Point. She's really old, and the boob. I mean, I'd do it outside the bra. I wouldn't want her to take her bra.
Do you want the? It's like the image, or do you want the reality?
I want Dolly Parton 9 to 5 era. That's when she was younger.
Oh,
and,
man,
and
even before that.
Yeah, maybe like she was a country
Playboy,
star in Nashville.
Did she do Playboy?
God, I don't think so. I want her in the Jolene phase.
Jolene.
Oh, how about this? How about Katy Perry? What if Katy Perry did that? Imagine the money she'd generate.
Oh, I would, yeah.
And you'd limit to like to 10 packages of 10 grand. So 10. It's like an extra 100 grand every day.
Yeah, just to let some guy grab your boobs.
For 30 seconds. There's something illegal with it. I can't. Is
it
prostitution?
Minutes of your life for
is it prostitution?
Grand. I don't know.
You're not fucking.
No, I was.
It'd be like, here, why don't you give me $5 and you can grab my shoulder? What's the difference?
Yeah, it's just a piece of skin.
It's just a piece of skin. Also, my good friends in Mastercraft have a brand new track right now. They are they're dancey, they're housey, but they're also kind of punk rock because Jesse is in Death From Above, 1979. So it's got a little bit of an edge to it. They have a new track called Little Red Hen. So go online and check it out. It's very, very cool. Let's waste no time and get into the weed news. Check this little ditty out, folks.
Weed news, weed news, weed news. Weed news, weed news, weed news. Weed news.
Weed news, weed news, weed news.
Yeah. What would Donald Trump mean for medical marijuana law reform?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know, man. It's...
What a clown.
It's scary. It's
this is going to be a scare report. It's going to make me angry.
It is. I've been angry all day. There's so many scribbles on this page. All right. Well, here we go. After winning a string of Republican electoral victories, Donald Trump may lead us down the road toward an idiocracy. Have you seen that movie? Where entertainment and shock value are the norm and paramount. It's disgusting. I'm totally... You could probably tell already. In Trump fashion...
You're getting fired up, Jess. You're getting fired up.
In Trump fashion, the man is all over the place regarding medical marijuana. At best, Trump could be an ally for states' rights, but at worst, he puts us in the same new medical marijuana program that's like in the Reagan years. So, either you know, with him, we're taking two steps back, or probably five steps back. You know, he'll probably back off and not... mess with the state rights, but at the same time, we won't make any progress. So that's another 4 to 8 years of like standstill.
Ugh.
Anyway, Trump's stance is totally erratic. In the 1990s, he said, "We're losing badly the war on drugs, and that you have to legalize to win that war." That was in the 90s. But fast forward to 2015. And he says he's strongly opposed to legalization in Colorado and, quote, they have a big problem and it's bad.
If you look at what happened in Colorado, actually, it's all good.
Yeah. They're making like millions of dollars of tax dollars.
Crime hasn't gone up.
No.
Taxes have gone down. I mean, the state has revenue coming out of its earbuds.
People are flying there for just to hang out.
And to live.
Stimulating the economy. Anyway, October 2015, Trump, in terms of medical marijuana and legalization, I think that should be a state-by-state issue. Okay, very good.
So he's flipping and flopping all over the place.
And then last week on the O'Reilly Factor, he was asked about his level of concern about marijuana leaking into prohibition states surrounding Colorado. And his answers were all over the place. It was kind of crazy. I'm not sure if he actually understood the question. And finally, he states that he's 100% for medical marijuana. So
he's just a mess. The guy's a mess.
Yeah, he's totally. It's terrible. It's terrible.
He's just a disaster. He's a walking disaster, that guy.
Yeah, so if Trump gets into place... we'll probably see that the U.S. is kind of the tolerance is waning and we're kind of giving in to some kind of native protectionist xenophobic era.
So if you support Marijuana, sounds like a Metallica song. If you support Marijuana, I did it again.
I
if
do.
You support
totally
marijuana
support yes.
Medically or recreationally or both, then you should definitely not support Donald Trump.
No, you should stay away from that guy. Absolutely.
If you want your marijuana for medical purposes or just to hang out and smoke it with some friends, or if, like me, if you don't smoke marijuana but you do think it should be legal across the board, then don't vote for Donald Trump. Actually, just don't vote for him at all. He's just a clown. He's an idiot. What's going on in the world of sports, TS? Have you taken a look and see what's going on? Oh, the Kings last week, they blew another game against the Ducks. This time at home by a score of 3-2. They gave up 2 power play goals. They're brutal. They're not losing. I mean, they're keeping pace, and they're only 2 points out of the Pacific Division lead, but they are losing to the Ducks, and it troubles me. It's not a big deal because I know ultimately we're going to win the Stanley Cup this year, so I don't really give a fuck, but it just irks me. that a pond animal is beating a king.
It's true. Any time that the Anaheim people can come to our house and get a win, it's fucking annoying.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
You know how they gave away the McFlurry if they score in the second period, yeah, late in the second or yeah,
McFlurry the power, minute, the last minute of the
McFlurry game. Minute. What they should do at Ducks, when the Ducks come to the Staples Center in LA, is when they leave, they should all be stabbed.
Nah, that's terrible sportsmanship.
Is it?
Yeah, that's
I don't think it is. One, you get cut somewhere in your body with a knife.
Oh man.
Arm, leg.
It's just face, sports. Can we just like
throat?
Can we just like how about like a pie in the face?
How about a punch in the face?
No, a pie.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yep, Arnold Schwarzenegger is at one end at the exit. You got Mike Tyson at the other, Evander Holyfield on the other. Like if you're in Ducks jerseys or a Ducks hat, you get punched in the face by one of these guys.
By one of these,
Chuck Norris. Isn't he dead? Did he die?
Okay.
I don't know. As you can tell, TS, I have a lot of hatred
you
for
do.
The Ducks.
It's true.
I'm just fucking. Anyway, I'm gonna change the subject.
Maybe Jackie Chan. I'd like to be punched by Jackie Chan.
Okay, that still hurt.
We could have a Jackie Chan out there.
And the Lakers recently, they beat Golden State Warriors by 20-some points at home. That was a big win for them. A lot of people are saying that Golden State didn't play very well, and they didn't. The Lakers played very, very well. They hit a lot of three-pointers, but their young kids are coming up. I know Kobe's leaving this year or next year. He'll be gone. But now somebody's younger kids are coming up, and the Lakers actually might be a team to be reckoned with next year.
That game was early in the day. Where was Golden State the night before? NBA players have this crazy schedule. I think they were all up
I think
in
they
the
were
club.
Home.
They were home?
They were home the night before.
So they came in the night before. They were home. They had a home game?
I think they were home, yeah. But either way, they're Golden State, and they're 55-5. Well, now they're 55-6, but they're on almost unbeatable. But they came in and shit the bed. But the Lakers looked really good. So people are saying, hey, Lakers did play really well, and Golden State laid an egg. But this shows you what these kids can do. You know, take Kobe out of the mix, and you bring in Williams, and you bring in some like meta world piece, and maybe some other injured guys, and they're a team that might actually grow. This is a growth spurt. They're having a growth spurt. They went up a pant size. Yes,
we've got their height marked in the locker room, and they grew 6 inches over the summer.
Let's play some punk rock. A band on the Side One Dummy record label, which put out the very last Goldfinger record. It's called Hello Destiny. They found a band from Toronto called Pup. P-U-P, and they're really, really good, and they have a record called The Dream Is Over, which is out right now, like I said, on Side One Dummy, and the song is called DVP. It's music from Pup, right here on the Dangerous Darren Show.
Just looking bleak at us.
Music right there on the Dangerous Darren Show from a Toronto band called Pup, P-U-P, on the Side One Dummy record label. Hit them up on Twitter at Pup the Band. Good little punk rock stuff. Off the release, The Dream Is Over. That song was called DVP. What'd you think?
That was awesome.
Punk rock?
Totally. Dude, you know what? While we were talking about fucking Dolly Parton, I totally forgot about...
you get distracted.
Yeah, my boobs, always distracting. Forgot to talk about the homies. Sick of It All. 30-year anniversary tour.
Oh, my God.
They're in Europe right now, and they're coming to the West Coast next month, like full West
April?
Coast. Yeah. They start April 1st in San Diego and work their way up.
What's their L.A. show?
It's the Roxy. They're playing in the Roxy.
Oh,
they're playing at
cool.
Anaheim. They're playing at the Roxy. Then they go up to Santa Cruz. And
oh, my God. That's incredible. Yeah, up we totally there. Have to go.
Yeah. We're going. For sure.
Can't wait. Who's on the bill? Do you know who's they're touring with?
I don't know.
We could look it up, but I'm sure it's going to be...
We'll talk about it next week. We'll figure it out.
We got to get one of those guys on. Who should we call? Should it be Pete or Lou?
Somebody's going to... Somebody'll
Armand. Let's get Armand.
Armand, yeah.
We got to get Armand. I always got to get the drummers on.
Maybe Craig.
And if we get Pete on, Lou would be like, what the fuck? And if we get Lou on, Pete would be like, what the fuck? So we'll get Armand.
We'll just get them all on. We'll just go down there and record live. We'll do an interview.
We could do that.
Everybody. I want all of them. And then we'll throw down...
Except Craig. He's weird.
I love him.
I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
No, I love him.
But yeah, let's go. No, actually, TS, that's a really, really good idea. Let's go down there, and we've known these guys forever. You've known them forever and ever and ever. But good friends of ours from New York, City Hardcore, they've been doing it a long time. And goddamn, 30 years.
30 years.
I don't care what music you play, whether it's polka or hardcore. You do it for 30 years, you're a legend.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You make money at it for 30 years, and you go around the world and keep doing it at a high level, especially Sick of It All's music. That's not easy to play. I mean, from a drumming standpoint, from a guitar playing standpoint, it's aggressive.
They have a lot of energy.
Yeah, I guess they do some really good drugs. I don't know, but they're...
they're like sober guys. That's
I
crazy,
know, I'm just
dude.
Joking. But yeah, we'll get Sick of It All, and that'll be really, really cool. Next week, TS, check this out. We're changing gears. We're going from Paul Scholl, the Weapon Master.
Okay.
We're moving into we're going into soft 80s pop. We're going to have Roy Hay on. He is a guitar player, songwriter, and founding member of the Culture Club.
No way.
Yeah.
You're shitting me.
I swear to God. I talked to him. Had him
Amazing.
On. Friend of mine. And we're going to do some golfing soon. And he's a good guy. And he wrote Karma Chameleon. He wrote I'll Tumble For Ya. He wrote It's a Miracle. He wrote all the hits.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, that's the man. And he's a really, really good guy. Also, we have music from an Epitaph band. They are called Desperacios, if I'm saying that right. Desaparecidos.
Right, we'll have to get our Spanish.
How do you say that, TS? You're Mexican.
Desperacidos.
Desperacidos, which is Espanol for missing.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to get clarification on this
Desparacidos.
One.
Desparacidos.
We'll do better next week, I promise.
No, it says it right. Desparacidos.
Desparacidos.
Desparacidos. TS is Desparacidos. He's missing.
MIA.
And one more time, I'd like to thank the good folks at Roland USA for the use of the incredible V-drums we have here in the studio. Our good friends at Blue Microphones. TS, if you want to hit him up on Twitter, he is at Burn H Wood Burn. I'm Darren99. The show, if you want to follow it, is at DangerousD_show. My thanks to Paul Scholl from The Weapon Hunter. And Side One Dummy, thanks so much for sending us music from Pup. Their record is called The Dream Is Over. That song was called DVP. And thanks to Cinnamon, as always. She's a great gal.
Thanks, Cinnamon.
A true pro.
Thanks, Joe from Side One Dummy.
Yeah, Joe Sib. And maybe I could hook you up with Cinnamon.
Yeah. Maybe a little
Cinnabon. She's a great gal. And any shows this week we should go see? Do you know who played last night at the Viper Room?
What did we miss?
We missed Black Pussy.
Well, I love Black Pussy.
From Portland. Black Pussy were in town, and we missed it.
Really?
Black Pussy.
Oh, man.
Everyone loves Black Pussy.
Everybody loves Black Pussy.
Black Pussy are a little stinky. They're from Portland, so they're a little dirty, hippie. Black Pussy.
Do they have a groove?
But, dude, Black. Nice. But, dude, they're well rehearsed, so Black Pussy's tight. That's Black Pussy's very tight.
Tight.
And they're all hippies, so Black Pussy's hairy.
obviously.
I love Black Posse. So bummed I missed it. The actual band, folks, check them out. They're a rock and hard rocking band, and they played the Viper Room last night, but we missed it. Go! Anyway, next week, it's going to be a good show, TS. Always fun to hang out with Roy Hay from the Culture Club, and we got some music from Epitaph Band, Desparacitos. TS, my friend, another rum and coke.
Cheers.
There we go. Oh, three third times a charm.
151.
This shit's, I'm feeling it right now.
Yeah, me too.
Ice looks like diamonds, doesn't it?
Yeah,
doesn't
so
ice
shimmery,
look like diamonds?
Beautiful.
It's so good.
Yeah.
For TS, I am Darren Pfeiffer. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Good night.
See you next Tuesday.
What'd you call me?